Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
But this is why they hired LaFleur, was to run his offense and win without having that Hall of Fame type quarterback. Now, maybe Jordan Love is a Hall of Fame quarterback at some point, but this truly is the true litmus test. And in my opinion, LaFleur and the offense deserve a honeymoon this year to kind of take their lumps and see what happens. And then let's see the following season what this all kind of looks like.
Yeah, but again, to your point, though, it just feels like this is going to be a bit of a wasted season. And we'll see what happens, wins, loss. I know it's a weak division and everything like that. And I do think just the organization in general, I mean, go back their entire freaking history. They do deserve some level of benefit of the doubt here, just with even just in the LaFleur era for him to, you know, do what he did. Yes, with Rodgers there. But we certainly saw him take Rodgers out of a rut. I mean, whether that was because they drafted Love and Rodgers got that fire under his ass as you were bringing it up or not. But still, I mean, we can give LaFleur some credit here. But again, it's just one of these things we're looking at from last year. PFF's ranking third-ranked offensive line. Aaron Jones, one of the most efficient rushers in football. A.J. Dillon really started to get things going, you know, in the back half of the year, which makes sense. My God, I'd be terrified to tackle that guy once November and December come around. So it just comes back to these pass catchers. So, hey, they did add, you know, the pair of day two tight ends, and they got Reed in there as well, another day two option. So it's not like they completely ignored the position, but every single free agency and trade, when you see all these teams, you know, Josh Allen, the Bills, they got him his Stephon Diggs, the Browns with Baker, they at least tried, they got him OBJ in 2019, Jalen Hurts got AJ Brown, Kyler Murray got DeAndre Hopkins, like Justin Fields got DJ Moore. The list goes on and on, where these teams, especially when you have the benefit of having a quarterback on their rookie deal, providing you salary cap relief elsewhere, you got to get them some sort of proven, if not high end, at least mid high end, sort of wide receiver one out there. And that just is the one spot that I still think is missing. So, hey, Christian Watson was incredibly efficient. You know, he had that 4-game stretch where he was just balling out, making the big plays. I know Love even, you know, hooked up with them for that 70 yard touchdown against the Eagles. Yep. I think a little bit more to do with Watson after the catch, but whatever, hit him in stride. So it just comes down to really more than anything, like how good can those wide receivers be? And honestly, it just sucks because all these guys and Musgrave and Kraft, you know, the rookie tight ends as well, they're just being asked to do so much within their first two seasons in the league. So feels to me like a year that's going to have more downs and ups on offense. And yeah, coming from a team, I think to your original point, where it's like looking at this group last year with Rodgers and for them to only finish 14th in scoring, certainly don't think that's going to be on the way up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.